are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is our Sunday, June 26th Sunday service with a message from Pastor Ripley on Mighty Acts of God and music from Alan and the worship team.
We welcome you also, and we are so excited today because it is a special day. We have some people that will be going through the water of baptism because of their dedication to the Lord Jesus as their Savior and Lord. So we're excited about that today. And also, today is also a day called One With Them. So today, across Canada, all the churches are remembering those who are persecuted. So our brothers and sisters who are followers of Christ, just like we are persecuted. So we want to remember them today. Because just like what we're doing today, having a water baptism, coming together to worship, we realize that in other countries, they don't have that freedom. And so we want to pray for them, that God will strengthen them today. So I just want to quote a scripture today. It's a familiar scripture, but it's very encouraging today. And it's in Psalm 34, verse 3. And it says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." So God's word is calling us to lift him higher, magnify how big and great he is, because he is, and our problems and our situations will go a lot smaller when we exalt him, and then when we praise him together. So God's word encourages us to do what we're going to do today. So I'm glad that you're here, and let's give God the rightful place, because he is our Lord and Savior, and we want to glorify his name. So if you want to rise up, we'll pray together. Heavenly Father, we are standing in your presence today because your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. So we recognize you today, O God. We acknowledge you, O Lord, and we ask that your Holy Spirit will minister to every heart. We welcome your presence. We welcome the work of your Holy Spirit in each of our lives today and all those who are listening through radio. Father, be glorified in our midst. May praises rise up today, O God, with grateful hearts. And also today, Lord, we pray for those, our brothers and sisters, who are persecuted today, O God. Those who are suffering in difficult situations, those who are in prison, those who have been beaten, those who have their homes caught on fire and can't get jobs. Father, we pray for your people that you will strengthen their faith, O God. You say, O Lord, that you would never leave us or forsake us. So we pray today that you will minister life and encouragement to each one of them, O God, today. That you will open up doors, that you'll bring provision, oh God. And Father, I also remember the children and the young people that are affected because of their parents' faith and walk, oh God, that they are persecuted too. We pray that you will strengthen them and reveal yourself to each one of them, oh God, that they will know that you are real, oh God. And that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, O God, and that you rule and reign forevermore. So we pray your blessing and your hedge of protection around all our brothers and sisters who are persecuted today, O God. And Father, we give you thanks today for gathering together, O God, in this freedom today that we can celebrate and see those who are getting water baptized, O God. Be glorified, O God. May we sing high praises unto you today, O God. And we give you thanks and bless your holy name today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
I've got a river of life. When I was a kid and we sang this song, when we came to the chorus, it says, "Spring up a well." So I know a lot of you out there know what to do when it comes to the chorus. Okay, I want to see some movement out there. So let's praise the Lord.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. There's a fountain flowing from my Savior's from my Savior's side spring up a well. Within my soul spring up a well. And make me whole, spring up a well. And give to me that life abundantly. There's a risen Savior at my Father's throne, ever interceding for His very own, pouring down the blessings that are His alone. There's a risen Savior at my Father's throne. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly. That life abundantly.
Amen. Praise your name, Lord.
Come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. And come all you sinners, come find His mercy. Come to the table, He will satisfy. Taste of His goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever.
Amen.
And bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever.
Amen.
And the power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved. God so loved the world. His one and only Son to save. For God so loved the world that He gave us His one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in Him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well, I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved, tears, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To meet you there, and in these waters, healing mercy flows with freedom from despair. And I am going to that river, Lord, I need to meet you there. And precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now and lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you. Join us in the river. Come find life beyond compare. And He is calling. He is waiting. Jesus longs to meet you there. And precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now and lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you there. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now and lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you there. Take my hand now, lead me closer. Lord, I need to meet you there. Praise your name. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We welcome you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome. This place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Your presence, Lord.
Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, Jesus.
This morning, we welcome each and every one of you today. We pray that this service will be a blessing to you, and we pray a blessing on those that are listening by radio on 89.1 FM. We pray that they will be touched and ministered. Now, this is a very unique and special service because we have some people going through the waters of baptism. And we're praying a blessing upon each and every one of them today as they go through the waters, that God would just touch them and minister to them. Just want to remind you of some important announcements. Women's prayer and chair, of course, it's once a month. And our next prayer meeting is Tuesday, July the 12th at 1 p.m. Then Tuesday, 7 p.m. is our This and That program. And if you noticed on your bulletin, we have a special guest that is coming to share with us. Marty Moore, one of the lawyers with the Justice Center, will be with us this month, or the month of July, actually. So please keep that in mind. Wednesday, 7 p.m. is our last Bible study for the summer. You're supposed to say boo. Boo! Okay, it's the last one. And we encourage you, if you can, to come on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Again, no midweek Bible studies for July and August. Just keep that in mind. And also, our morning prayer meeting, Thursday, 9 a.m. This is our last one for the summer as well, so please keep that in mind. Saturday, 8 a.m. is our men's prayer meeting at Gary's Shop. That will continue throughout the summer. So please keep note of that. There is a sign-up sheet for the hospitality team in the foyer. And so if you are interested in the hospitality ministry, this is your opportunity to sign up. I've been encouraged to make this announcement. by people that I will not mention this morning. There will be a time of fellowship following the baptism with light refreshments and sandwiches, very good sandwiches. So we encourage you, if you can, to stay with us for a time of fellowship. Now this morning, we want to take some time to commemorate those that are graduating. How many remember when you graduated from high school? Okay. I know that's a long, long time ago. But we have some graduates this morning, and we have some special gifts for them. My wife is ready with those gifts. So I'm going to ask Micah Shergalo and Lydia Gaudio. Did I say that right? Gaudio. Thank you. Gaudio, to come on up. No, they can come. And they are graduating grade 12. Maybe you can face the congregation. Anything you want to say?
Thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you. Before you go, we want to pray for them this morning. So if you want to stretch out your hands, we just want to pray for them. Father, we thank you for these young people that are graduating this morning. We just pray a covering of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon them. Lord, whatever decisions that they are going to make in their future, for their future, we pray that you would give them wisdom. Lord, that you would guide and direct their footsteps. Be round and about them, Lord, we pray. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Well, we're going to give you a chance just to move around and greet some people. Just a simple song, nothing, What a Mighty God We Serve, or whatever you have. Let's stand this morning. Let's take a moment just to move around and greet someone. Tell them that you love them this morning.
God we serve, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve, what a mighty God we serve, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. And what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
If we could find our way back to our seats, thank you. If we could find our way back to our seats this morning. You may be seated. Now, you're going to have lots of time to fellowship right after the service. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn with me to Acts chapter 8, verse 26. And I'm going to share for a few moments before we move to the baptism. What a wonderful time of praise and worship. We can feel God's presence in this house today. Amen. I want to share for a few moments on the mighty acts of God. The mighty acts of God. Now, as I open up the scriptures, often this book is called the Acts of the Apostles. But in reality, it's the acts of the Holy Spirit. And what God is able to do in people's lives. The change that He can bring in people's lives. Instant change. I want to say it again. Instant change. That's why you know it's real. That's why you know it's real, because one moment you're in darkness and the next moment you're in the light. Hallelujah. Instantly. Someone said, well, you know, I don't know if this is real or not. You know it's real when you're changed in a moment of time. One moment you're heading in this direction in the darkness, and the next moment you're heading in this direction in the light, with Jesus in your heart, with the Holy Spirit in your soul. Come on, somebody, where the Spirit of God is moving inside of you. Excuse me, I'm getting a little excited. I got to calm down. Father, we just thank You for Your word today. We pray a blessing on Your word. We pray a blessing on those who go through the waters of baptism this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we just cover this time with prayer, with supplication, with intercession, that Your work would be done in each one of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. The mighty acts of God. Let's begin at verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip. How many know there are angels? This is the New Testament. And right away we see God doing supernatural things. Mighty things. Here He sends an angel to speak to Philip. He says to him, rise and go towards the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert or a barren place. Can you imagine? God sending you. See, if you chose, you would go where all the people are. Are you hearing me this morning? You'd go where all the people are.
But God had a plan to save someone. And so he was sending Philip to a barren desert place. You know, when God's in it, powerful things begin to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to go by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And he was obedient in verse 27, and he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who is in charge of all her treasure. You know, when I read this, I thought to myself, God is interested, even if it's just one person. Are you hearing me? That's how much God loves us this morning.
Yeah.
That's how much the Holy Spirit craves for you to come to know Him as your personal Savior. If you're the only one in the world in one place, God is coming for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. God doesn't just love crowds. He loves individual people. And he sent Philip on a mission to see one person saved and delivered by the power of God.
Yes.
One person. Verse 28, and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Now, obviously, he was a convert to Judaism. Here he is reading the prophet Isaiah. Can I tell you something? While you're sleeping, God is working. Are you hearing me? When you're on vacation, God is still moving upon the hearts of people. Hallelujah. God doesn't sleep, nor does he slumber. He's always moving upon the hearts of people to draw them unto salvation. You plant the seeds, someone else waters them, but it's God that makes it grow. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. God was working on this man's heart through the prophet Isaiah as he was reading. Think about it. Everything that happens to us is for a purpose, to draw us unto God. It's not just to give us a hard time. But even in the difficulties, God is there to speak to us and to minister to us. Thank God for that this morning. Then the Spirit said to Philip. How many know God still speaks to us? May not be in an audible voice. We don't know how he was speaking, whether it was an audible voice or within his inward spirit. But he felt this call, and the Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot. When you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, it's amazing how God brings everything together. Hallelujah. It's like a puzzle that God is putting together one piece at a time. Hallelujah. And you're the last piece that's going to bring that person to Christ. And Philip took his time, dropped off at Tim Hortons to get a coffee, went to Panago Pizza to get a slice. No, that's not what he did. He ran to him. He knew what God was saying, and he ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, do you understand what you are reading? This is an amazing portion of Scripture. And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? That's our job, folks. That's what God has called us to do. To help people find the right path to salvation. We can't save anyone. I remember a member of a church, when we arrived, they said, you know, the last pastor was here for 2 years and he didn't save anyone. I thought, I didn't know that we saved anyone. I thought it was Jesus that did the saving. Hallelujah. I thought it was God that brought redemption. We are just vessels to guide people in the right way. You can't save anyone. The work's already been done at Calvary. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shear is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. Look at verse 34. And the eunuch said to you, about whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else? Bingo! There's your opportunity. The door has been opened by the Holy Spirit. Then Philip opened his mouth. Someone said, well, you know, I'm just going to live the life. Yeah, that's important. But you also got to open your mouth too. Because how will they know without a preacher? How will they know unless someone tells them the truth of the gospel? You've got to live the life and you've got to preach the gospel. We're all called in this house as believers to preach the word of God to every nation, to every soul, to each and every one that's lost. Amen. And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, it's like a springboard. He told him the good news about Jesus. Right. You know, that's what people need to hear today. Yes, is the good news about Jesus. Amen. Are you hearing me? I know there's a lot of things happening out there. There's a lot of political movement out there. There's a lot of stirring out there. But ultimately, what people need is Jesus. Hallelujah. They need to know about Jesus. Can somebody shout amen this morning? They need to know about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Obviously, this man got saved instantly. In verse 36, as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, notice here, it says the eunuch said, yeah. Not Philip, but it came from the eunuch's heart because he knew something miraculous had happened on the inside. There was a change. How many know we're not preaching a religion today? We're not preaching a religion today, a bunch of do's and don'ts. No, we're talking about a relationship with God Almighty. Hallelujah. And he commanded, notice, see, here is water. Oh, you want a drink? You thirsty? No. What prevents me from being baptized? Another translation, the New King James, adds, and Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In an instant, in a moment of time, some people say, well, I'm just working into it. You don't work into it. It's an instant change. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Are you hearing me this morning? It is an instant change inside the human heart where the Holy Ghost does the work. Amen. He said, what prevents me from being baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stop. And what we're going to do this morning, they both went down into the water. You say, was it just two? No, that man had a lot of servants that were following his entourage. And I'm sure they all were there watching what happened to this important person. As in an instant, he was changed and transformed through the ministry of Philip. There the servants watched as he went down into the water. Exactly what we're going to do this morning. And Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. And the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way, I love this, rejoicing. Yes. He had found the Lord. He had found what his heart was longing for. He got the answers to his questions. He was born again of the Spirit of the living God. Oh, can you shout amen, somebody? Praise the Lord. And I like verse 40 because it started with a mighty act of God. And this portion of Scripture ends with a mighty act of God. You know, God is not limited by anything. Are you hearing me? And Philip found himself at Azotus. As he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. He was miraculously caught away, and God delivered him to the next town. No need for a plane, folks. No need for a train. Hallelujah. God's bigger than all of that. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can stop God when he's on the move. Come on, somebody. There's nothing that can hinder a great and mighty God. For whatever he wants to do, he's going to do it. He's going to move in by the power of the Spirit of God. I pray this morning, as each candidate goes through the waters of baptism, that the Holy Spirit would bless them. Amen. And strengthen them.
Yes.
And pour into them of His precious Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And all that happened to this man, we would see it happen more and more in this community. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The transformation of a human soul is what God's after. That's why Jesus died on that cross. Will you bow your heads this morning? Father, we just thank you. We praise you for your word today. Lord, as we begin to baptize, we thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given to us, Lord. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Father, we thank you for every heart that's here today. And maybe there's someone here in this house that is yet to commit their lives to Jesus Christ. I pray that before this service is out, Lord, that they will admit that they are a sinner. They will repent of their sins and invite the Lord Jesus into their hearts. I pray for those who once knew you, who once walked close with you, but have drifted away. I pray that by the end of this service, Lord, they will make a new commitment to follow you with all their hearts, with all their souls, and with all their minds. And Lord, I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you this morning. I'm going to ask the candidates if they could go and prepare themselves for baptism as we invite the worship team to come. I'm here, have no fear, I am here. Have no fear, I am here. Have no fear, I am here. La la la.
Sing along with us. Stand if you like.
I am here.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before.
A good decision to make, isn't it? And our life is in Him.
In you.
Can you hear us? Can you hear me? Can you put it a little bit louder? Okay, that's perfect. I'm just getting ready for our first candidate. We need, two people on each side, one on each side, or whatever, however you want to do it. And our first candidate, just let me know when they're ready. You can sing another song.
Is kind of small, so I'm trying my best to speak as loud as I can. My name is Brittany, and this is basically my story, is how God came to be in my life. I came from a dysfunctional home, an abusive one where the Lord wasn't really even a thought, and today I had my testimony prepared. Can I read it? My memory is not the best. I turned my back on God for most of my life. I never accepted the love of Christ when I needed it the most. Depression has been a lingering cloud over me for most of my life on this earth. I never felt worthy of love or that I deserved it. I despised myself. Recently, I got to my breaking point. I felt more alone and unloved than I ever have. I felt like I had no one. Until I prayed again for the first time in a long time. My experience, it was very overwhelming for me. I cried a lot. And through my tears, my words were heard. My hurt was felt. My soul touched. Physically, I felt the way you do when you walk into a warm summer day, warm all over. And then mentally, I felt at peace. I felt loved. I felt the kind of love that I've yearned for many years. The Lord has opened my eyes, has made me realize that I am worthy of the love.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank Christ for the sacrifice he made, for forgiving me, and I am very grateful for everything, and I can't wait to follow him.
Amen.
And start this newness of life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Brittany, upon confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Surrender all to him, I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Hey, Django and his parents are here this morning, and I know they're very excited about what's going to happen. And I'm so thankful Django and his brother. He's coming through the waters of baptism as well. They're very special young men.
Yeah.
And I just sense such a hunger in their hearts for the things of God. So he's going to share a little something.
Hello. Hello, my name is Django. I was little when I asked Jesus into my heart, so I didn't really remember. When I was older, Giacomo and I prayed again with Mom after devotions. In 2020, I was baptized in my friend's pool. The reason I'm getting baptized today is because I wanted to show that I am following God and serving Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well done. Well done.
Put your hands up there,
Jesus.
Put your hands up there. Django, upon confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Lord, I live.
This is Eric. He's asked me to keep him under for 3 minutes. So when he goes under, if you could just start the countdown, I'd appreciate that.
Oh. Oh, thank you, Pastor Dave, for that lovely introduction. I heard a young man once say that when you come to a border, there's three questions that the border guard will ask you. Where are you from? Where are you going? And do you have anything to declare? And I hope by my testimony that I will address those points.
There's a fourth one. Are you vaccinated?
No. I am the youngest of 8 siblings, predeceased by 2 brothers and 1 sister before I was born. My parents, I and 3 older brothers, immigrated to Canada from Germany in 1953, and my oldest sister stayed behind. My family was Lutheran. I was baptized as an infant, did my catechism studies, and was confirmed when I was 14. Best thing about being confirmed for me was now I was considered an adult and I could have a glass of wine. Whoop-de-doo. As a child, I remember a place where we lived in Germany, and distances were relative to my size. Took me forever to get anywhere with my 5-year-old little legs. There was a water tower that must have been at least a half a mile away, or so it seemed, and that memory was stuck in my mind until I visited there 20 years later. That water tower was just over the fence, barely 100 feet away. It's a lot like that with God. He's a lot closer than we realize, just like my memory of that water tower. I just wasn't mature enough to see it that way for a long time in my life. I grew up a rebellious teenager, mostly having better ideas than my parents, and couldn't understand why they couldn't see any value in my ideas. Many times I wanted to run away, and I did so once in my teens. But then I did come back home again. My mother did teach me about God and Jesus, but I never really understood the importance of a personal relationship with Christ. Sometimes things happen in your life, which at the time seem rather insignificant. As a teenager, and then as an adult, I should have drowned a couple of times. At work on the rigs one winter, I should have been a dead man, but again my life was spared. Driving home at night after a double shift on the rigs, I fell asleep at the wheel. Bunch of cement bags were strewn across the highway, and that woke me up just in time. Again, God was there protecting me. I just didn't see it. In 1967, I met a wonderful girl, and we got married a couple of years later and raised 3 wonderful children. We farmed from 1969 to 1986. In 1982, we got a call from Germany that my sister had committed suicide. What a shock that was. It made me question, how does God deal with us when we choose to take our own life? I couldn't come up with an answer, and I still wonder sometimes. In 1986, we had to give up the farm due to financial pressures, and that was a very devastating and hopeless time in my life. I believed I had failed as a father and a husband for my family, and it was during that time in 85, between Christmas and New Year's, that I turned to Jesus and accepted him as my Savior. I had always believed that Jesus was real, but just didn't see the need for a personal relationship with him until our lives were turned upside down and I had nowhere else to turn. When I gave it all to God, he removed that overwhelming darkness, feeling of hopelessness, and things started to change almost immediately. You know, it's like when God closes the door, he opens a window, and he opened a window for us. Jeremiah 29:11, I have a plan for you, declares the Lord, to prosper you and to give you a future and a hope. I started my second career as a realtor in the summer of 86. In 2001, my wife joined me in selling real estate, and we opened up our own real estate brokerage. I was struggling with personal issues, and this started to affect our marriage. We went for Christian counseling, but couldn't put things back together. We divorced in 2008. Again, God was not done with me yet. He had other plans for me. Sense of loss and darkness was overwhelming again. And with God's help, I was able to let go of my anger, and I was very angry at that time, towards my wife and forgive her and forgive myself for my part in our failed marriage. God had given me a verse many years before that showed me again just how faithful he is. Isaiah 26:3. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, for he who trusts in you. Mm-hmm. In September 2012, a beautiful ray of sunshine came into my life. An amazing, gracious, loving, and forgiving woman that you all know as Clara. We were married in November 2013. What a blessing she is to me, and I thank God for bringing her into my life. God is so good, and I give him all the glory and honor and praise for what he has done and is doing in my life. I'm so thankful that Jesus lives in my heart, and by God's grace and mercy, I now have that personal relationship with him. Acts 22:16 says, "And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name." Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Eric, upon confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Not quite 3 minutes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is my desire.
Shortly after I was born, I was baptized. At that time, I did not know the Lord. Also, I was not asked to say anything. And my parents were hoping I would remain silent throughout the service. Things have changed, and so have I. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
My name is Frank. I was raised going to Sunday school, vacation Bible school, and church. As a teenager, church time decreased. You know how it goes. I met a wonderful woman in high school. 1.5 years later, on June the 25th, 1966, we were married. I feel very strongly that God had his hand in us getting together. There were too many coincidences. In 1983, we located to this church, along with our two sons. We were here for 20 years. I had a renewed interest in going to church when Pat became ill. She lived at home for 5 years and over 5 years in a facility here in Creston. She went to be with the Lord November 2nd, 2020. This was and still is a very difficult time for me, as there are still troubling things to deal with. When COVID closed church doors, Pastor David opened a drive-in Sunday service in my truck. For me, the timing was perfect. When the church doors opened, I knew that I would get through this difficult time only with God's help. I received not only God's help, but so much support from people in this church. Thank you so much. During this time, I re-repented and asked Christ to come into my life. As a result of this spiritual renewal, I devoted more time for Bible reading and going to Bible studies and attending church regularly. I had also been thinking for some time about baptism. I talked to three pastors and a number of friends who had been baptized, water baptized. Baptism symbols death, burial, and resurrection.
Amen.
And can be only be done by immersion. Sometime later, a baptismal sign-up sheet was put up in this church. To me, another coincidence. I signed the sheet. I believe that as Christ was baptized, I also should be. In Mark 16:16, it says, "Whosoever believes," I have a hard time reading this. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. 39 years ago, on July the 24th of 83, my wife was baptized right here. Today, I declare before you that Jesus Christ is my Lord.
Amen.
Of my life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Frank, upon confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you.
Prepare me
Jesse?
Hannah.
Oh, Hannah. Hannah. Thank you for that correction. I had a piece of paper here and it's gone. I don't know where it is. So, Hannah, we're so glad that you're here today. And I know that you wanted to go through the waters of baptism. Your parents are here. Is there anything you want to say? Anna, upon confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O
Giacomo, and we're so excited that he's decided to go through the waters of baptism. His brother just went through a little while back, and he's here to share. There's an excitement, isn't there? And he's going to share something.
Okay. Hi, my name is Giacomo, and this is my testimony. When I was really young, I asked Jesus into my heart, so I don't really remember. Then, when I was a bit older, I did it again. I remember that time. In 2020, I got baptized. The Bible says being baptized is a public proclamation of being a follower of Christ. I want my life to be an example of that. So this is the second.
Good job.
Put your hands up like this.
Hold on. Gotcha. Don't worry.
You know, it's important that children understand the commitment that one makes to follow Christ. And obviously, they've been thinking about it. They've been coming to church. And I know that their mom has said to me many times, they want to come. They want to come. So that's wonderful when children want to come to church. So God is doing something special in their lives. Amen. And let's continue to pray for these children and minister, that God would minister to them. Giacomo, upon confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesse, not Hannah. And sister went through the waters of baptism, and you've expressed your desire to be baptized today. Your parents are here, and they're excited for you as you've committed your life to Jesus Christ, and you want to follow him. So just put your hands up here like this. Jesse, upon confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. She was the first one to sign up, but she's the last one getting baptized. But she prepared the way for others to go through the waters, and I want to thank her personally for taking that step of obedience. She came to me so many times, and she said, Pastor, I want to get baptized. And this is the day she's going to do it. God bless her.
My name is Clara. I was born into a Hungarian Catholic family. Was baptized when I was a baby. My mother died when I was only 6 years old. My father remarried, and I got more siblings now. We were a family of 10. As a family, our faith was very traditional. Catechism, First Communion, Confirmation, and monthly confession. Church was just a chore for me. We never had a Bible, just a prayer book. And the priest spoke Latin. Left my country when I finished school, went to Germany where I met my husband. He had a Lutheran upbringing, somewhat a bit different than Catholics. We both believed in God, but none of us had a personal relationship with Jesus. We as a family emigrated to Canada and had a normal life. I lost my dad when I was 37 years old. That really shook me. That made me wondering about afterlife. I joined a charismatic group in Catholic Church, got a Bible, and began to study, but still didn't know much about Jesus. Then on Sunday in 1992, my sister, who was a born-again Christian, came for lunch with her pastor. Pastor Larry prayed over me and with me, and I did accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Trusting in him got me over a lot of tragedy. We lost everything to fire in 2005. Lost my husband of 40 years of marriage to a sickness. That was very devastating, but Jesus got me through it all. He gave me love, peace, and hope. Hope to the future, just as he promises in the Bible, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. His plans are so awesome for all of us. We just have to trust him. So 9 years ago, Jesus blessed me with a Christian husband, Eric, with whom I walk a faith every day. I know that the Lord Jesus Christ is with me all the time, comforting me, caring for me, giving me peace, and forgiving me when I falter. He is the love of my life.
Amen.
Praise his holy name. With this baptism, I rededicate my life to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Clara, upon confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In a few minutes, we will be asking all the candidates to come to the front. We will be presenting them with a certificate and then giving you an opportunity to greet them. And once you've greeted them, then we'll move down into the lower auditorium. I just want to say a few thanks today. I want to thank Pastor Raff for spending time with the candidates and preparing them. I really want to thank him and his wife, Sylvia, for their dedication to the Lord and their commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank Steve Sluice for helping us get this water the warmest he could get it, and it's perfect. And also Brother Gary for his work, and all of the men and ladies that helped to put this baptism together. Thank you very much. And of course, our worship team for singing and preparing all the songs. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into our Sunday service. Have a blessed day. Please join us at 2416 Cedar Street. We'd love to see you next Sunday at 10:30. God bless.